Take your holy book. Turn with us to
2
Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 1. The Bible says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of that sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was." I want to preach tonight a little while, God be my help, on this thought: people in perilous times. People in perilous times. Now, as we look at this, and we look at this word perilous. Now, perilous means difficult. Amen? And if there's anything that you know about life, you know that a lot of things in life are difficult. Amen? It means that it's hard to bear. And there's a lot of things in life that's hard to bear. A lot of things we will question. Amen? But there's also a lot of things that in this perilous life that we live that are dangerous. We're living in dangerous times. You don't ever know what's going to happen. We were coming to church tonight, and Teresa was driving in the right lane. Car was on the left lane, and a motorcycle with a man and a woman come in between us on the interstate running 65 mile an hour. You don't ever know. You never know how people's thinking. Perilous times is all around us today. We see this as Paul was beginning to lay this out here for Timothy, and he had not done spoke to him about a meekness of instruction in chapter number 2, and those that opposed himself, saying that God, if God preadventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. The reason being that they may recover themselves from the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. And that's why he would say this know also. He said, because this, I know that all this stuff is happening. A lot of people's getting caught up in the snare of the devil. The devil's getting a hold of them, and he's hanging on to them for dear life, because he knows his days are numbered, and he wants to drag as many down with him as he can. He don't want you to succeed. He don't want you to be happy. He don't want you to find joy, and he definitely don't want you to be saved. Amen. That's not on the devil's agenda. Because of that, perilous times, he said, is come upon us. Amen. He said that in the last days, perilous times should come. If you look at this, you can see that many times in the New Testament, it speaks of these last days. Amen. These last days that he speaks of. Praise God. He says that it's coming upon us in these last days. And he uses this several times. It's mentioned over 14 times in the New Testament that I know of, that I could just see from a glance. Praise God. Talking about the last days that's happening. Now he told us in Matthew 28, praise God, that he's talking about the perilous times in the last days. Matthew 28 was talking about those two demons that come out of the tomb. Praise God. And God Almighty said they were, the Bible tells us, that they were exceedingly fierce. Now, that's the same wordage that they use in perilous times. Amen. It was difficult. It was hard. It was a dangerous time. And these two demonics, praise God, were full of the devil. Amen. And what he's trying to tell us here, these last days that we're living in, is in comparison to those days, praise God, have gone by, when the devil has been running rampant and doing what he wants to do. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that there's a force out there that the devil has to reckon with. And it's called, glory, hallelujah, the church of the living God. It's God's people. It's men, women, boys, and girls who love the Lord Jesus Christ and are seeking his appearing. They're looking for him, praise God, expecting him that any minute, praise the Lord, and he's holding back the forces of evil. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you tonight, folks, for praise God, for standing in the gap and making up that hedge between our people and our families, our children and our loved ones, praise God. It's up to me and you, praise the Lord, as perilous times are coming. Praise God. Paul said to look out for them and be ready. Amen. Expecting that they come. They're coming. Amen. We've seen them. We've seen things transposed and played out before us, praise God. We've seen the mighty hand of Almighty moving upon things. And the thing is that perilous times have come. Amen. We've seen September the 2001. September the 11th, 2001, we've seen an invasion upon mankind. We've seen radical Muslims with an agenda to destroy anything that stands for God or godliness. Praise God to move upon the scene. And we see these perilous times beginning to take place just like Paul said they would. Muslim extremists, man, they're everywhere today. He said, well, preacher, I wouldn't preach on them, praise God. Why? Because they're evil. Amen. They're jihadists. They want to destroy and kill, maim and tear down. That's what they're there for. That's their whole goal. That's what their doctrine teaches them. That's what they teach their children from the time they're little bitty babies. Extremism. Perilous times that come upon us, praise God. Perilous times are here. Paul mentions it as in the last days. In order to be a knocking on the heart of the door of the church, praise God, tell them, you say, you better get ready, it's time. Amen. We're winding this thing up. What he's pointing towards, the last days, the dispensation of grace, the course and the hour that we're living in, and the close of this church age in which we're living today. Amen. We're seeing it playing out. We see as they rose up and tried to destroy anything that stands dear to us. They rose up against the United States of America. They rose up against the nation of Israel. And they're still rising up today. Amen. We better wake up. We better pray up. We better look up. Praise God, because our redemption draweth nigh. He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, he said, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. I'm glad one day in a little while, with a trump and a shout, and a come up hither, a glory, hallelujah, our Redeemer will come. Amen. Amen. He'll call us out. He's gathering them up one at a time, now as we speak. But praise God, one day in a little while, he's going to have a calling up. He's going to gather up his people. And then the time of a trouble like we've never seen will fall upon the United States of America and the world in which we live. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad the power of God is holding her back. Amen. The last days describe, praise God, what's taking place. The course and the hour and the church in the last days. The dispensation of grace. As we see this, and I got to thinking on this, what about this should stick out in our mind? You say, how are we going to get a hold of this? How are we going to deal with the situations that are happening today? The only way you can deal with the situation, know what's happening and how to deal with it, is know what's the people that's making it happen. The people in these perilous times. Just look at some of these people real quickly. They're laid out here for us, plain as the nose on your face. Amen. He speaks of these people. Now notice that this group of people are people without character. They don't have much character in their lives. Amen. We ought to know people by their character. If you're going to join up with people, you're going to run around, if you're going to hang out with people, you ought to hang out with them because of the quality of their character. Amen. Not because it don't even matter about the color of their skin or any of those things, praise God, but it's the character of that human being. Praise God, it ought to dictate, praise God, whether we ought to even want to hang out with them or not. Amen. Praise God, we ought to begin to realize. Now look at some of these people. Verse number three, amen. Or verse number two, the character of these people, amen, and the concern. Their concern that they have. They had a love of self, amen. You get hanging out somebody that loves self, that cares about their self more than anybody else, you better run from them. Amen. They'll leave you in a time of need. Amen. Praise God. They're concerned about their self. Amen. Praise God. Not only are they concerned about their self, they love their self, but they also love their money. Amen. They love their money. Praise God. The lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Amen. They hoard up unto themselves. Hey, God, you better be careful, praise God, that people that are just concerned about themselves. Amen. We ought to be concerned about others around us. If you're saved and born again by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, in your heart ought to be an attitude of caring and compassion like Jesus had for the lost. Amen. Not ashamed, not afraid to talk to people about Him, to tell them that Jesus Christ loved them and He died for their sins according to the Scriptures. And He rose victorious over death and the grave the third day. Amen. Victorious over death and the grave. My Jesus did that for me. My Jesus did that for you. And my Jesus will do that for them. Amen. See how easy that was? Praise God. When we got concerned with these people, praise God, they were without character. They have no concern for anybody else but themselves. Praise God, we ought to be concerned. Not only did they not have concern, praise God, but they were in contempt. Bible says they were boastful. They were haughty. Amen. They were abusive. Amen. That kind of sounds like the world that we're living in today, don't it? Amen. Haughty and abusive, praise God. Praise God. Boastful in what we do. Everything's about me. We can't do nothing for the glory of God because we want everybody to see me. I pray God would just, God hide me behind a rock and let me just shout out around it for God's glory. Amen. Pray God, I don't care if people see me or not, but just as long as they see Jesus, high and lifted up, sitting at the right hand of the Father, make intercession for me and you. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, that's what's wrong with us today, church. We don't witness and testify because we're afraid of what people might think. Amen. We ought to care what people think about us. We ought to just tell them what Jesus did for them, praise God, so that they can be saved. Amen. They may hate you and despitefully use you, but that's all right, praise God. We're not looking for treasures and prestige in this world. We're looking, praise God, to lay it up in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. People in perilous times, they're not concerned. They're full of contempt. Amen. Their conduct is reprehensible. Amen. Towards people. The Bible says that they're disobedient, even to parents. Amen. That children are disobedient. Older people are disobedient to parents. Hello? Amen. It's just not little old children. We don't respect our mamas and daddies no more like we should. Amen. So we become towards our parents, praise God, we become disrespectful. Hello? Amen. Praise God. We ought to be respectful to our parents. I tell you what else we ought to do, praise God, to our family members. We ought to be thankful for them. Amen. We ought to be thankful, praise God, for mamas and daddies. We ought to be thankful for papas and mamas. We ought to be thankful for those people around us that care about us and love us. You say, well, preacher, they're always on me. They're always telling me don't do this and do that and do that and don't do this. I tell you, they tell you that because they love you. Amen. We ought to be thankful that somebody loves us enough to tell us the difference between what right and wrong. Amen. Praise God. There is a difference, by the way. There's a difference between right and wrong. Amen. Praise God. God help us to find it. It's not about a selfishness, self-centeredness. Not about boastful pride. Praise God. But it's about our conduct. Praise God. How we live our lives. Amen. Towards these people, toward other people. Amen. We don't have no reverence in our life. Amen. Look at that number two. He said they're the despiser of those that are good. Amen. Despisers of those that are good. Have no reverence. Amen. People's trying to do good. People's trying to do right. But the Bible says that they're unholy. They're profane people. Amen. Unholy and profane. That means they're secular in their lives. They're irreverent in their respect. Amen. They disrespect, praise God, what we stand for. They disrespect what God stands for, what God recommends for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you ever know anybody that's always trying to sidestep the gospel? Sidestep the Word of God? Say, well, I know that's right, preacher, but... We always want to try to figure out a way. People of terrible and perilous times, preacher, always trying to figure out a way around that that's godly. Amen. That's reverent. That's what God tries to put upon our hearts. That God wants us to see. So we can challenge and so we can tell somebody else along the way. So they might be encouraged to get in, praise God, and live right themselves before it's eternally too late. That ought to have a holiness and not an unholiness. Amen? And then there's their regard. The Bible says they're without natural affection. Amen? Without natural affection. We can see that today. You say, Pastor, what do we see? We see that in all the abortion clinics springing up all over the world. Amen? A natural affection used to a woman, even out of wedlock, got pregnant, praise God, and she'd bring that baby into this world, and she'd love it, and she'd care for it. Amen? Are you listening to me? I'll tell you, brother, two wrongs don't make a right. Amen. For some reason, they can't. Praise God, there's hundreds and hundreds of people that would love to have little children that can't. Are looking to adopt someone, to take one of these little youngins and love them. But he said, because that we were without natural affection, we think it's better just to kill it. Amen? To commit murder. He said, preacher, don't say that. That's not a baby. It's just a fetus. I won't tell you, praise God, from the time that thing's conceived in the womb, praise God, it's not just a thing, but it's a holy thing. Amen? It's a living human being. Praise God. But he said there's a day and an hour. These people that are, these people of perilous times are without regard. Amen. To the sanctity of life. They're out of guard with the natural affection. Says they're truce breakers. Amen. Even when things are running well, they don't want things to run well. They'd rather have things shook up, always looking for a fight. Amen. We see that happening right now. They call a truce over there in Hamas, and Israel says, we'll truce, we'll send in supplies, we'll send in help. And while they're trying to get them across the border into Gaza, they're bombing them along the way. Amen. That's perilous times. That's wickedness. That's this exceedingly fierceness, praise God, that the world has now without Christ. Amen. Without Christ, there's a fierceness in this world. Amen. With Christ, things is different. Compassion, love. But not only don't have regard, they don't have no restraint. Verse number 3 said they're slanderers. Amen. They're slanderous. Praise God. They're accusers. They're incontinent. That means they're not able to contain. Amen. They're apt to do anything. Let me just tell you something, friend. Why, I might as well just unload the whole car tonight. I praise God. These bunch of LBGT, whatever you want to call them, are nothing but the devil. They're straight out of the pits of hell. And they want to destroy. And they want to tear down with a fierce countenance. You look at them. They're a bunch of devils. Amen. Amen. They need the salvation of God. We don't need to pamper them and pet them and compromise with them. We need to tell them the truth that Jesus loves them and they need to be saved by the grace of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can patty cake around with them all day long. But they're only going to get worse because of the demonic influence in their bodies and their minds. Amen. They need that influence of the Holy Ghost to move upon their countenance and to help them along the way. So we see these people that's without character. Amen. Devout of a character that's pleasing to God. But we also see a people in perilous times are people without conviction. Amen. People without conviction. Amen. They're false principles, if you will. Their principles is all messed up. I told you in order to do anything, praise God, we need to have a priority. And there's no such thing as priorities. That's an oxymoron. There's only one thing that's a priority, and everything else comes in line below it. And our priority, Brother Josh, ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ and the good God of heaven and the sweet Holy Spirit that moves into her heart, nourishes, praise God, in her head and her heart, and draws us closer to God. Points us in a direction, praise God, that we can go with the help of the Lord. We can't get there without Him. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. Praise God, He's that way and direction. But the whole world, praise God, is full of a false principle, false perception of who God is. Amen. Praise the Lord. They're ruled by wickedness on every hand. Amen. The Bible says that they're despisers of those that are good. Hello? Boy, if that don't paint the picture of the day that we're living in. Hello? If you try to do good, you try to live good, you try to act right, you try to live upon your principles, your convictions, pray God, the world will eat you up. Amen. Amen. They said that that kicker for the Buffalo Bills, I think it was Kansas City Chiefs that won the Super Bowl this year. He went to a graduation. He told him, he just laid it out for him. He said, you know, Jesus loves you. Praise God, and God don't want to hold you back. Basically what he said, he just preached them the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, and they persecuted him. They cut him. They diced him. They sliced him every way they could. Praise God. But because he was standing on the truth. The Bible says that they would say that they'd be despisers of those that are good. Amen. Anybody rises up and tries to lift up the name of the Lord, praise God, they start picking them to pieces. Amen. Let me tell you how wrong that is. Amen. It's just like, it's the same thing in the church today, praise God. If somebody's trying to do right, amen. Now listen to me. There's not a one of us in here that's perfect. Amen. The Bible said we've all sinned to come short of what? The glory of God. But He's working on all of us. And if there's anybody in here that's putting forth the least little bit of effort to do something for Jesus, praise God, we ought to lift them up to heaven with a shout. Amen. When they mess up, praise God, when they come short, praise God, we ought to lift them up the higher and harder. Amen. Lord, help them. Undergird them, Lord. Protect them. Keep them. Fill them with Your Spirit. Give them guidance from above. Amen. But he said these people in perilous times said they were despisers of those that did good. They cut them down, they'd slice them up, they'd beat them over the head, they'd ridicule them and talk about them behind their back. You know, you old goody two shoes, you old Bible thumpers, what they used to call us. Amen. They've kind of got away from that because people don't carry the Bible no more. Amen. We listen to too much of what other people's got to say. Other people's opinions. Amen. We want to hear preachers that preach and never open the Word of God. Never expand the truth. And never tell you what thus says the Word of God. And they think that they're going to get something to take home and build a family on. And they can set up a foundation on. Amen. You set a foundation upon the truth of the Word of God. Amen. But these people in perilous times, they don't want none of that. They don't want nothing to do with that because they're ruled by wickedness. Amen. They're not only ruled by wickedness, they're ruled by their own wiles. Praise God. By their own intellect. They say, well, I think I know more than God does. Amen. Have you ever heard anybody say, I've done figured God out? Amen. Me and God's got an arrangement. I don't know how, you probably do, but I don't know what God you're serving. Amen. My God ain't making no arrangement, nobody. Only arrangement He made, praise God, you get saved, born again through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, so He can get you to heaven one day. Amen. And we preach here Sunday, praise God, it's not by our will, but His, praise God, that we'll get there. He's that guiding force, praise God, that's going to bring us along and get us there when it's said and done. Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Praise God. We can't work hard enough to get there. But God's working on our behalf. But you see, people is trying to get there by their own trial, own wiles, own intellect. Bible says they're traitors. Hello? Who are they traitors to? They're traitors to humanity. They're traitors to mankind. They're traitors to God. Amen. Praise God. They turned their back on the true and the living God. And want you to believe that they know as much as God does. God help them. Praise the Lord. We'll never, never, ever be able to do those things that God does for us. Amen. They're ruled by their wickedness. They're ruled by their wiles. But they're also ruled by their willfulness. Amen. Their willfulness. We give in too easy, don't we? Amen. We tend to give in too easy. We don't put up a fight. He said, James said, to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. That means we've got to put up a resistance. There's got to be some barrier there that we put up between us and the devil. Hello? Let me just tell you real quickly. You know what that barrier is? Jesus! Amen? As Miss G says all the time, every time something comes at you, praise God, just shut your eyes and say, Jesus, 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 praise God, and the wickedness has to flee. Amen. If you call on Him from the sincerity of your heart, now listen to me, He hears you. And the Bible says if we know He hears us, then we know that we have the petitions that we ask of Him. 1 John 5, right? Amen. So we know if He's living in us, if He's our Lord and Savior, if He abides in us, we have the request that we make. And when we request His presence, we request some help against the enemy. Glory, hallelujah. Amen, praise God. He'll show up in a hurry. Right, fast and in a hurry, praise God. The Lord will show up, the Spirit will move in, praise God, and the devil has to flee. Amen. These perpetual traitors, amen, these people of perilous times, they don't practice this. They're traitors. They just give up. They're willful, praise God. The Bible says that they're heedy and high-minded. Amen. You know what somebody heedy and high-minded does? They think, well, preacher, it's okay. Mama, it's okay. Daddy, it's okay. Papa, it's okay. I got this. Anytime I ever hear that, boy, it scares me to death. I fall on my face and I say, oh, God, please help them. Amen. Because you don't got this. Amen. The Lord is the only one that can get this. Amen. So we have to call upon Him. He said, hey, listen, there's perilous times coming. We got to be ready. I will tell you that the perilous times is already here. Amen. And we need all the help we can get. You and I. Praise God. But their willfulness, they was willing to be heedy. They were willing to be high-minded. They was willing to think, you know, that everything was just going to be okay. You ever know anybody that thinks that everything's just going to fix itself, just let it go, and everything's just going to fix itself, everything's just going to be so hunky-dory. One day, we'll just fly away, fly away, fly away. Amen. Praise God, we will one day. But not till we go through some things in this life. And as we go through these things, we need some help. And that help comes from the Lord. Amen. All the things that King David... Are we any better than King David? King David was put upon... He was hounded. He was run. He was pursued into the mountains, into the caves. And praise God, a lot of times there was nobody but himself. But you know what? But what David said, you know what David done? He said, I looked under the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Amen. He said, I don't know what I'm up against tomorrow, praise God, but He does. He said, I'm just going to stand fast, trust in Him, praise God, and He's going to help me to get through it. One more day, one more time, one more incidence that I have to deal with. The help of the Lord. Praise His name. Bless the Lord. Amen. So not only their willfulness, but their foremost passions that they had. The passions. People are passionate people. Amen. We are passionate people. Every one of them, we're passionate people. Everybody's got a passion about something. I mean, it could be whatever your passion is. I ain't even going to begin to speculate. There's so many passions that we have. Amen. But our passion ought to be for the Lord. But he says this. He said, they're traitors, heedy, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Amen. He said, they're lovers of pleasures. The foremost passion is the pleasures. We're living in a pleasure world. Amen. I've had people tell me the reason they don't come to church is because they've got so many things that they enjoy doing and that they want to go out and do on Sundays. Amen? Pleasure is more important to them than worshiping the Lord and being saved and ending up in eternity in heaven with the Lord. But he said this is what the last days are full of. Me and Teresa was coming to church Sunday and we were passing vehicles, just one after another, four-wheel drives with two four-wheelers on each one, praise God, heading somewhere, who knows, to go and fulfill the pleasures, the lust of the flesh. Amen. You see, little old young'uns' heads are sticking up about this high above the window in the back seats. I said, oh Lord, please help. Them little old young'uns ain't going to stand a chance. When you're teaching them that the pleasures of this world is more important than the things of God. Hello? But we're living a day and hour. Parents are so caught up in themselves that they want to see Junior succeed. They want to see Junior be a superstar. I tell you what they're doing. They're wanting to fill their own lust, their own desires in little old Junior. Because they were absolute failure in it. Because they wouldn't put forth the effort, just like they won't put forth the effort to go to the house of God and worship the Lord and try to do something for Jesus. They didn't put enough effort in it, praise God, to be good at what they wanted to be good at. So now they're trying to get Junior to step up and do what they couldn't do. Amen. They'll take her ball, they'll pitch it off into heaven, grab Junior by the hand and jump off in after it. Amen. The lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That's where they're at. Amen. Praise God. There are people with no conviction. No conviction in their heart. Not only their passions, but there's also false professions. Amen. We see there are people without conviction because of a false profession. He said they have a form of godliness. Amen. They have a form. God help us never have a form, Brother Bill. Never have a form of godliness, but what we have in here is the real thing. Where you come in and you love the Lord, you sing from your heart, and you testify the goodness of the Lord. Amen. But he said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Amen. They got a form and a fashion. There's a lot of places you go to and there's a form and a fashion. But if they heard singing and testifying and preaching like we have here, it would terrify them. First break you had, they'd be running for the door if they made it that long. Amen? They would be terrified to hear the Word of God. Hear somebody that raised their voice to proclaim with a loud voice, praise God. Amen? The magnificent power of God. The day and hour we live. They said they have a false profession. They've got a form of godliness, but not the real thing. And he said, from such, turn away. Amen. Get away from it. Praise God. Get in where it's real. Where people testify. Praise God. And you feel the Spirit of God in it. Amen. The goodness of God. But when you got people without conviction, we live in a day and hour that people we're wanting morality in the world. They're screaming morality. Even the liberal media is screaming for more morality without any conviction. Listen to me. Without conviction, there is no morality. Amen. Amen. You've got to have conviction. What convicts people? I'll tell you what convicts people is the precious Word of God. It'll convict your heart. It'll show you where people were, where these people were, and where we shouldn't ever want to be. Amen. Won't be somebody else going a different direction. Loving and praising God as we go. So we see these people without a conviction. Amen. But then we see those people without a conviction. Most of the time you got people without a conscience. Amen? People without a conscience. Amen. Praise God. He said, for of this sort are they creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lust. Lust is a crazy thing. Amen. He says that these people without a conscience, praise God, are caught up in their own vileness. And they're not happy to stay in their own vileness, their own wickedness, but they go in and they seek out people they can bring in with them. Listen, people, don't be those people that go in with the vilest of this world. So the Bible said we're supposed to be separate. Amen. Separate. We're in this world, but not of this world. We're different. We're a peculiar people. There's some things we just can't go along with. Amen. Amen. Let me just rephrase it. There's some things I just ain't going to go along with. Amen. Amen. When it's contrary to what thus says the Word of God, we gotta forsake it, leave it. Pray for people that they'll get that God will touch their hearts and they'll come to a knowledge of the truth. They can be made free. But we see that vileness as they creep in. Take captive, lead captive. Silly women, amen. Praise God. Notice their victims. Silly, deceived people. Amen. Silly, deceived people that don't know no better. I tell you, that's why we need to get rooted and grounded in the Word of truth. Praise God, every time the door's open, if you ain't going to read your Bible, come so you can at least hear it somewhere. Amen. Amen. Say amen, preacher. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ain't going to get in there by yourself, for yourself, praise God. You don't have time. At least come when the doors is open so you can get something. Praise God. If not, you'll be one of these victims that's led astray in the vileness of this world. Amen. So we see the vileness and we see the victims, but then notice their values. I'm talking about people without any conscience. Their values. Verse number 8 said, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist. Now watch this. Resist the truth. Why do they not have a consciousness? Because they resist the truth. Amen. What happens when you resist the truth? He said, men of corrupt minds. That means they think on other things besides godliness. He's a whole lot of the world today that's thinking on everything in the world besides godliness. Amen? But listen to what he says. Reprobate concerning the faith. Amen? They've done been turned over to apostate minds to be a reprobate. To know, praise God, to being told in the acknowledgement of the truth, praise God, but turning away from it. He said that's what these people are. The people in these troublesome times, praise God, perilous times, are people that's drawn away because they want to be. Because they want to be. You say, preacher, why would they want to be? Because of the vanity of their spirit. Verse number 9, and I'm done. He said, but they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Talking about Jannes and Jambres. And they withstood Moses to his face. Amen. And he was only trying to do what God led him to do. And he told him that. Amen. I mean, one thing about Moses, he was straight up with, he said, this is what God said. Amen. They didn't believe Moses. They didn't believe Moses. They didn't believe God. He said, that's what these do. He said, people in perilous times, they won't believe God. Even though the Lord said it's time, it's getting close. We need to be looking up, lifting up our heads. As he see these things begin to come to pass. Amen. The Lord speaking to our hearts. And he said, but young'uns, wake up. It's time. But when you got people without character, and you got people without conviction, and when you got people without a conscience, can you see where we're headed? Well, I thought about this morning. I said, oh God, please help us. Help our nation. Help our leaders. Because they're so corrupt and so caught up in it. Amen. They're putting statues in cities now. In cities in the United States of America of that devil. I mean, the worship. I forget. What's his name, Kelly? What do they call him? You remember? what, something like that. They're putting them up in cities. Amen. With showing the filthy devil, praise God, the goat's head, so with little old young and sitting on their laps. Trying to think that's okay. It's a devourer. Come to devour our children, our lives. But he said they are so caught up in vanity that it's all about them. They're the ones, only ones that they care about. He said they'll not proceed any no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men. He said, people's going to see you for who you are. Your true colors will show out. Their true colors will show out. Amen. You can't hide it. You can cover it up. But God knows. God knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly what we're doing. And He knows exactly why we do it. To God be the glory. Amen. It don't bother me that God knows what I do and why I do it. Amen. Because He's my Lord and my Savior. Praise God. If I need help with it, He'll help me. He promised He would. Amen. So we see these people in perilous times. Perilous times such as these that we're living in now. Can you see why Paul was so animate about getting Timothy enlightened and showing him the truth? So that he could minister the truth to the people. To show them the direction, praise God, they need to go. Because he would go on and say this. He said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's proper doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works. Was that important? Sure it was, because look what he says in chapter number 4. He said, preach the word, verse number 2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now watch this. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Just tell me something pretty. Tell me something pretty. Amen. Tickle my ear. Amen. Make me cry a sad cry. But don't tell me the truth from God. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that because that'll change me. That'll affect me forever. Just tickle my ear. Tell me what I want to hear. What you've got to say. And I can tell you that all day long. It wouldn't help you. But what thus says the Word of God. Amen. He said, they're coming today, and we're there, when people want their ears to be tickled. Amen. We want somebody to tell us something sweet and encouraging. I got all kind of sweetness and encouragement for you. And His name's Jesus. Amen. Praise God. He loves you, and He cares for you, and He wants to help us, and He wants to grow us, and He wants to draw us to Himself, and He wants to love on us in so many different ways that you'll have to like one of them. Amen. Praise God, because He cares for you. Bless His holy name. Stand with me tonight.